Fridays come with a special tune. Eben's voice under the moon, transforming lives with every chat. Mindset shifting just like that. Slice by slice, we'll understand. Holding life in our hands. Soul pizza filling every space. A flavor mix you can't replace.
Welcome to this episode. In the last episode, we looked at the importance of working out on our vision by taking actionable steps to keep the vision active. In this episode, I'm talking about how our self-esteem is very important, how a negative or low self-esteem can harm us and is still destroying people's, and why we must change the narrative and how we should see ourselves differently. Let's start with this verse, Psalm 139, verse 13 to 14. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Wow, fearfully and wonderfully made. That is who we are. All right. So self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth, abilities, morals. Self-esteem encompasses our beliefs about ourselves, as well as our emotional states, the victories, the failures, the despair, the pride, the shame, etc. You know, low self-esteem, I mean, are people who have very hard time valuing themselves. High self-esteem is those who accept and value themselves. And this is something that we are talking about this evening in this episode, because it's important we see ourselves as people of value, not some useless people moving around with no value, with no importance, and just living by the day, waiting to die and leave this earth, just existing. No, that's not the essence of life. And that's why we have to change the way we see ourselves. And it's so important, because if we don't, others would influence us negatively to see ourselves as valueless. How do we see ourselves? It's so important, because, you know, having a negative perception, you know, low self-esteem goes a long way to influence us negatively. And if we are not careful, we become victims of this mindset, to become victims of this behavior, which unconsciously becomes a habit where you always have a low self-esteem. You don't value yourself. You don't think you're important. You think others are more important than yourself. And as believers, we have to be careful the narrative that we create about ourselves. Yes, the foundation may not have been good. People, friends, parents, teachers have negative by yourself, which has formed a loop in growing up and even in adulthood, still growing as a youth or whatever, you still have this influence which is tying you down. So you begin to compare yourself with others because it's very real and it can really be damaging because when especially this comparison is made, parents compare you to your siblings. Why are you not like, why are you not like, that means you are substandard and you have to catch up and be like someone. It's very important we don't let it influence us negatively in the way we see ourselves even years later. So this low self-esteem issue is something that must be seen as a cancer, put it this way, a psychological cancer that can really be damaging to our overall well-being. Because you have people who are now withdrawn, they don't mingle with friends, they don't have friends, they are depressed, they want to be alone, and this is a very dangerous way to go and see life. Because when you're feeling like you want to be alone, you are not fit for purpose, you don't belong to the society, you don't belong to this group, you don't feel like it can be a dangerous way of gradually getting into depression and all that. But the narrative can be changed by you. You hold the key. You can change the way you see yourself. You see, low self-esteem is influencing people to do a lot of things we see online, fake life, social media, people are trying to be what they are not as a way of covering up their low self-esteem. So that behavior is a way of trying to make them feel like, yes, they are somebody. But see, you don't need to lie. You don't need to create a fake life to be who you are. So clearly, those who are doing that, they are struggling inwardly. So that comparison, then they've been comparing themselves to others, whether they themselves did the comparison or others have been comparing them and they are aware. So it is pushing them to try and attain a certain status, which is not who they are. And this can be very detrimental to their overall well-being. Take this fake life thing, for instance, where, a few times I've been to the mall and I've seen the youth, teenagers taking pictures of themselves and various poses in there, in the shop, like one of the shops there in the mall, you see them taking pictures. And what amazed me most was when I started seeing them wearing winter jackets, the thick winter jackets in the mall and taking pictures. And I got to know that they are doing this to go and post online to seem like or to create the impression that they've traveled, they are outside. So it's winter and that's why they are wearing winter jackets. And it's like when someone told me that once, I was shocked and I kept wondering, why would you want to create this impression? Why do you want to tell people that you are in US or in Canada or UK or wherever when that is not the reality? You are living in your Kumasi here, but they have this low self-esteem of themselves. So they want to create a false impression. And that's the worry, because you see, low self-esteem, results in low or creating self false impression of, you know, themselves to people, lying. So you have some people who would stand beside some nice cars and take pictures to pose as if it's their car and all that, just to, you know, post it and just create the impression. Low self-esteem is causing people to do this. And it's important we don't fall into this trap. Perhaps if you are in this trap already of low self-esteem, you have to change the narrative by the way you think. You have to come out of it. Start seeing yourself as someone with value. Start seeing yourself as someone who has been fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, circumstances and situations may have your ambitions, your plans, or situations just didn't let things go the way I wanted things to be. But the fact that you are not where you should be does not mean you should demean yourself. You should see yourself as a nobody. You are useless in life. You are not, it's not worth, life is not worth it again and all that. You have to be careful not to fall into this group, because when you're thinking this way, it can easily end in deep depression, where then it's no longer important that I continue to live. I'm hopeless. I'm not anything worth. I mean, people don't value, you don't see me as anybody and all that. So you can easily even commit suicide in the extreme case. Yes, there are people who have gone that way because of low self-esteem. But you see, we have to change the mindset, change the narrative. We have to decide that no, yes, circumstances, situations may not be the best, things are not where they should be, I'm not where I should be. If you compare yourself with your friends or some people, you know, you started life before, like, people are advanced, they progressed in life, and you are still where you are, you think you are a failure, you think that you are not worth it, you see yourself as being, you know, useless. And this narrative would drive you down to further lower self-esteem, and the end result is not the best. So decide to turn the tables around with having a positive self-esteem first and foremost. Change the way you think about yourself. Don't let the way people see you influence you. Don't let the negative perception influence you. See yourself. See yourself as who you are, fearfully and wonderfully made. See yourself as someone valuable. Yes, I mean, it doesn't equate to riches. It doesn't equate to material wealth. This is the way some people confuse it. They think that, you know, material wealth is what makes you somebody in life. That should give you a good self-esteem. When that's a true thing, just to create that false impression. Because they equate material and outward looking things as the same as having a good self-esteem. No, that is not the same. So that's why there are people who make the lowest points in life, socially, economically, and all that, but they have a good and high self-esteem of themselves. They value themselves because they know who they are. Yes, they may not have much financially and all that, but they don't see themselves as, they don't see themselves as cheap. They don't see themselves as hopeless and useless in life. No, they value themselves. So whether in the little or the much, let's have a different perception of ourselves. It's important because, you see, if you don't move from a negative in the low self-esteem mindset, it's difficult for some people to progress and grow actively, grow out to achieve that things in life, because that low self-esteem can hinder you from beginning to think positively. It can hinder you from beginning to see the plans God even has for you. It affects the way you see opportunities in life. It affects the way you appreciate the things around you. It affects the relationships you have, because you think you are useless. You are nobody. You think you're naive. You think everyone has gone ahead of you and stuck where you are. You are not really worth it. You are useless. No. You need to change the narrative. You hold the key to changing the way you see yourself. And being positively minded, a high self-esteem, is so important, because it is that attitude, that mindset, that is what will make you begin to achieve the things that God has that make you begin to offer opportunities. That is what will make you live a life. That's what will make you have a good relationship with God, because you appreciate who you are. You begin to have a good life as a Christian and all that. Because low self-esteem, you feel it's even worth praying, it's not worth even reading your Bible, it's not worth going to church and all that. It has serious effects. So let's decide in the tables, let's decide to take control and begin to do what we have to do by changing the way we see. Don't see yourselves. No, you may have lost, yes, in terms of things you couldn't do, failed something, all that. But it doesn't mean you should see yourself as valueless and useless. No, you are not useless. You are not valueless. You are not hopeless. People may have said so. Your parents may have said so. Friends may have said so. Spouse or whoever who may have described you and painted the picture of negativity. And this can be that you live. This is how you see yourself. But no, you define the way you see yourself as a child of God, as someone of great value, as someone who has lived life. As much as it is, financially, socially, no, that's not yourself. You are low. No. Take control. Change the story. Change your mindset. And let's begin to see ourselves as people of great value. Self-esteem. So important. It's so, so, so important. For some people, they are where they are. They failed in life simply because of their mindset, low self-esteem. If they are to change that narrative, things will begin to fall in line. Opportunities will be available. They'll be able to see opportunities. They'll be bold to take advantage of situations. They'll be bold to move, make decisions, because now they see themselves as people of value and not people who are useless. And so these are the key things, the takeaways in this edition. Let's change them from self-esteem to high self-esteem. It's important. We don't look at ourselves in the mirror and say that life is not worth it. No. Change the way you see yourself. Don't be influenced by what people say about you. Be influenced by promises of God about you. That is what is important. And when we move this way, things begin to align in our favor. Things begin to fall in line and in place for us. You know, low self-esteem can be very destructive. And if you are not careful, you transmit it in terms of as a parent, for instance, if you are a low self-parent, you can let it affect your children unconsciously. The way you talk, the way you do things would influence them negatively. And that is so negative, because when you are low self-esteem in life and you think everyone else is like that, or everyone else should be like that, because you need a partner, you need people to think alike. We are all low, so let's all be low. No, we should be careful about that, so that we don't affect ourselves negatively and influence negatively our children, for instance. The fact that you are low self-esteem does not mean you should accept it as the standard. No, should not be. That should not be the standard. And the essence of this podcast is to encourage you to change how you see yourself. And it's so important. Let's see ourselves as people of great value. People of great value. And that is the point of starting. You have failed things again because of self-esteem, low self-esteem. Begin to ask yourself the questions. No, I'm not a low self-esteem person. No, I shouldn't be where I am. No, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. No, I'm a child of God. No, God is my this, God is my that, God is my this. Let's change the story. Let's change the story. And as we begin to move with a different vision of ourselves, how we see ourselves, gradually we'll be able to come out of this trap which some people fall in and they are struggling out of it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for this edition, episode, listening to this. And I believe let's begin to change the way we see ourselves and bless us and help us. Good night.
Slice by slice, we'll unwind.